Are you sick of me yet?
No!
Thank you. All right. So have you all been playing the app? I know Adagio came out and gave you the Queen of Mean, but I do have one more word for you if you want it.
Woo!
Okay, cool. You can type in Princess Cozy Glow and get a second story if you would like to. Also, they did update the Apple app, if anyone was on Apple and waiting. I've been playing it, it's very fun.
How is she a princess without a horn?
I don't live in Equestria anymore. I don't have the answer to that.
You were Princess Celestia's original chosen student.
I stopped learning. Are you guys having a good night?
Today she has taken the form you see in front of you now. With such boundless ability, the ability to be anything, therein lies crisis. Who is Koa?
Thank you.
In search of help. Ponyville Ciderfest. Can you help Koa discover who she is? Tonight, let's journey through Ponyville together. Perhaps Koa can find some inspiration by taking a brief walk in the hooves of some of the individuals we'll meet. As we come upon the humble yet bustling town, we see two contemplative ponies. One of them, a golden earth pony with an orange mane, seems lost in thought as she tends to her humble garden. The other, a mint green unicorn softly playing a lyre, is sitting on a bench with a slight furrow in her brow. Koa can take the form of one of these ponies in the hopes of gaining perspective from their experiences. But the choice is yours. Cheer for the pony you most want to hear from. Who will it be? Carrot Top?
Woo!
Or Lion?
Yeah!
Your choice has been made. Let's step into the hooves of a pony that dreams of breaking out of the background.
I'm sorry.
Lyra's conviction alone seemed sure to push her towards achieving her dream of making her voice heard. Koa considers this as she continues treading cautiously through town, aware of the intermittent presence of watchful, wary eyes. It doesn't seem like she's the only one facing some level of judgment. Approaching the market square, we can see a soft-spoken yellow Pegasus struggling to be taken seriously by a stubborn shopkeeper. And a purple earth pony with berries on her flank seems to be avoiding the teasing jeers of passersby. Which of these will Koa next embody? Fluttershy? Has been made. Koa takes on the form of a pony whose life is far more than a mere supercut. Ignore external judgment of identity seems an admirable concept to Koa, but identity itself is still what she seeks. We find ourselves near Sugar Cube Corner, Ponyville's homely, iconic bakery. Seems Koa may have followed her nose on this one. Just inside the swinging doors, a bouncing pink pony sings a jaunty tune at the top of her lungs. While outside, a straw-haired gray Pegasus with a wonky eye seems to be conversing with a ladybug? How fascinating. Which of these colorful characters will Koa turn into now? Pinkie Pie? Your choice has been made. As Poa takes on the form of the great Pegasus, she is filled with childlike wonder at how the world looks in her eyes. An unbridled delight this pony has for simply being alive gives Koa pause, as well as her previous encounters from this journey. Having big dreams to chase, the determination to keep chasing them despite what anyone might say, and taking joy in the entire process. It's a lot to think about, and a lot of wonderful inspiration. However, there is a feeling that these are simply parts to be found in a greater whole. I think there's one character we haven't asked yet. So, Koa, what do you think?
Too much?
Yeah, that's a
no rainbow pizza party?
My own identity is what I want. Not someone else's, and not one chosen for me. It's not that I don't appreciate the help you've given me tonight. If anything, I could not have gotten this far without you all. Please give yourselves a hand. A better person is concerned, or just having a new outlook on life. But as for who I am, what I am, maybe I don't know yet. Maybe there's beauty in the journey to discovering it without even trying.
Yeah!
Everybody, give it up one more time for Koa!
Return to their hometown in Milwaukee, Wisconsin for Ponyville Cider Fest, an adventure in storytelling this fall, November 17th through the 19th. I hope to see you all there. And remember, you have the ability to be awesome. Stay tuned and feel free to like, comment, and subscribe. Bye, guys.